Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. This is October the 5th in the year of the Lord, 2023. And I've got a few things I want to talk about, bring up. And one of them is stuff going on in public education. They're having children now help fund public schools. I get email now from an outfit called School Store. Have any of you parents out there or grandparents gotten anything from this outfit called SchoolStore.com? Well, it's a thing that they get the children's family members to donate money to the school or buy things on this website called School Store. And you know, this is not a state thing. This is private corporation or company, I would think. This would say .gov. There's no .gov. This is .com. This is commerce. And they want you to either donate money or buy some stuff off their website, and your grandchild or child or whatever gets points, and if they get a certain number of points, they get prizes, and so anyway, I've emailed the teacher, and I'm gonna read, not the teacher, but I emailed actually the principal of the school. I'm not going to mention any names or even the school. So I sent the principal this email. I said, I'm the grandfather of my grandson. I do not approve of the School Store project in my grandson's class and don't want to receive any more of these purchase requests. The so-called School Store uses peer pressure and rewards students with wealthy relatives who can buy a lot of stuff. The student receives points and gets rewards for the stuff sold. So the kids that sell more to their relatives get more rewards than their peers, making the others feel less worthy. We have enough problems in society without adding that to the elementary school experience. Okay, that was the first email. Well, and then I realized, why don't I actually send this principal the thing that I received in the mail? So here it is, and I what this thing says is it says, a School Store and your grandson is helping the elementary school fundraise this year while earning some real cool prizes. This year, the top prize that your grandson can earn is a PlayStation 5. Fantastic. Well, I mean, I sent the email above this ad from School Store. I said, dear principal, I don't want these commercial schemes being sent to me. Children should be learning the basics of life, liberty, and property, not buying toys or funding public education. Public education is already funded by property taxes, which are unlawful in every state of the union. And now these schools need a fundraiser via some commercial scheme. And I put my website address that proves that property taxes are unlawful in every state of the union. I'm not just fooling around. I'm not just pulling anybody's leg. This is dead serious, and they are unlawful, I promise you. There is no way any state of this union can justify property taxes under the law. And under what our forefathers intended us to have. Not at all. This is a fraud as big as it gets. This, in fact, dissolves government. And that also means with property tax, there is not a lawful government not a lawful state in this union. If they are charging property taxes, they have confiscated your property and no longer are in the business of protecting your property or the title to it that you have, like a king or a queen. That's right. You have superior to title. We're all in America, in the United States, to have a superior, unencumbered, unalienable title to our property, like a king or a queen. And I have proven it. And I'm going to give you, the listeners, this website that I have that proves it. And so I sent the principal that. Now, I hope there's not some bad things result from that on anybody in my family as a result of doing this. But anyway, that's kind of what I did there. I think I sent the one more. Let me see if I can go back to this here, the inbox, and let's see if I got one more here. I think I did. I sent one more email. Oh, yeah, Scott, sent one actually this morning. It says, it's to the same principal. It says, once again, I really don't like this program being used in public schools. The reason why I'm sending this is I got another one of these things today, this ad from the school store. And I say, it's not good for the children to be used in this fashion. There should be instruction to children showing why this is bad and why not to get involved in it. This is discriminatory based upon the wealth of the families of the children. Sincerely, me. And I want to explain, too, something about public education. The sole purpose of public education is outlined in Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution. It says that the purpose of public education is to teach the student how to protect their life, liberty, and essentially property. Now, if the state confiscates your property, aliens your property, you see the aliening of your property, that's what they do. They alien it. They don't always foreclose on the lien as long as you're paying the rent, but they've aliened it. They've aliened it. The public cannot vote a lien on your property either. There's nobody out there that has authority to lien your property. And just because they go in a voting booth and pull a lever to do so doesn't mean it happens, because you have to have the authority for anything to leave that voting booth. You can't delegate to something what you don't have. And nobody has authority to take anybody else's property if they don't do something, even for the state, whether it be the formation of the state or support of the state. And not only that, we learn from our forefathers, Samuel Adams, that you don't have authority to give up your property and become a voluntary slave. So God hasn't given you authority to give up your property. So not only do you not have an authority to take someone else's property, you don't have authority to give up your own. And so the Constitution says that the people delegated authority for property taxes. They couldn't have, because they don't have it. You cannot, that's the law, this is an eternal law, that one cannot delegate to another more authority than they have in themselves. It's called the law of delegated authority. Okay, so that shoots anything that's coming from the Constitution, except they have another thing in the Constitution that says it can, Article 16, Section 48, says that the state has adopted the common law that's not repugnant to this Constitution, the Texas Constitution, or the United States Constitution. Now, common law. See, I proved that the common law that's applicable to every state in the Union is that feudalism is unlawful and repugnant. All the forefathers that said anything about it denied anything about feudalism and insisted that we had a lodeal title that was unalienable on all our property. So there is no applicable common law. Just because property taxes existed prior to the Texas Constitution of 1876, the one we're under, supposedly under now, just because it existed and they claim that they have adopted it, that doesn't mean it was applicable. It was repugnant. They adopted something that was repugnant to the common law that's applicable. And I have shown the common law that's applicable is that we own our property like kings and queens. It's unalienable. The state can't lien it for anything. So how can the schools teach children and students how to defend their property if they have actually stolen their property to teach them, to pay for the teaching of them? And Samuel Adams called that the greatest absurdity on earth, that men would give up their property in order to protect it. It's the dumbest thing anybody could think of. And they're claiming they're doing public education by confiscation of your property. Excuse me. So, anyway, I thought I'd just tell my listeners about that. And you can, if you want to go look it up during the show, you can go to suit.org and click on the middle link down at the bottom. It takes you to Avery versus Guadalupe County Appraisal District. So, and it spells it out very clearly there. And I even have a little the one-page folding very nice brochure that also summarizes all that. You'll find it over in the left-hand column if you search through some of that. And anyway, so next topic. let's see. I wanted to get into this thing right here. Okay. Yeah, one of my callers yesterday, I don't think it was the last one, my second caller, can't remember his name right off the hand, it's probably right here. Rather than go get it, I'll just tell you what it was. He alerted me to the stuff that this judge in New York City had already ruled against Donald Trump. And I'm looking at an article right now online. It's BBC News. It says, the title of it's Five Things to Know About Trump's New York Fraud Trial. And the first thing on here is that the first thing you need to know is that the stakes are really high. A defeat would mark a significant blow to the real estate empire that propelled Donald Trump to national recognition long before he ran for the White House. Okay, and it goes into some detail there. And then the second one is it involves his children as well, his sons. Donald Jr. and Eric are co-defendants in this case. And they took over the management of the Trump Organization in 2017 when their father became president. So, and they're also claiming the two sons did fraudulent acts too. And so far from what I read about this is that what they've done is overvalued their properties in order to be able to get larger loans for other projects. They just exaggerated the wealth of, I would imagine, of the whole Trump organization, so that the Trump organization could borrow more money for a project. It doesn't mention any specific projects. It just talks about some of the projects they overvalued, and or at least they allegedly were overvalued. Well, number three is that the central claim in case already settled. Now, apparently, there's a judge in New York. His name is Arthur Engoron. Ruled that Mr. Trump misrepresented his wealth by millions of dollars. His Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida was overvalued by 2,300% in one financial statement, and his Trump Tower triplex was presented as three times the actual size, the ruling said. So it says here, the judge ordered that some of Mr. Trump's companies be removed from his control. While the scope of his ruling is still unclear, it could mean that the Trump organization could be forced to hand over control to a court-appointed receiver or ultimately have to sell some of its most iconic landmarks. Well, that's amazing. I'm going to go on with this. On the opening day, the lead attorney for the state, Kevin Wallace, said that the defendants falsified records for personal gain. They knew the statements were false, he said, and then, quote, then used them to pursue and obtain financial benefits, unquote. Well, I just happen to know that it's general procedure. I mean, it would be unusual to find somebody that's in the real estate business that doesn't exaggerate some of the values of their property. And how do they do that? They have appraisers. I mean, surely his sons are not just whipping something out of their mind, nor did Donald Trump. You have to, for a banking institution to take it, it has to have an appraiser, man. You don't just roll in there and say, well, I got that old Trump Tower over there, and that's worth, you know, I think it's about this big and worth that much. They don't do that. Now, are they trying to say that all these appraisers were lying and cheating too? Of a lying and cheating town, New York City, where 9/11, and they never investigated what happened on 9/11. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to the sound there, I want to say this. Mike is at the board ops today, and they do a really good job. Julie and Mike are top notch. It's really fun doing a show here at RBN, and they really try to accommodate you. And what I've asked them to do is plug in some of my new jazz favorites into the bumper music. So. And Mike told me he's not edited the stuff so that it works real good, but he will do that. And he has to take time on doing that. I don't do that, and I really appreciate that. And I think you'll like it. So when I give you bad news, you're going to get some real smooth jazz to kind of soothe over it, put some salve on it, you know. Anyway. He said the music was there, but you didn't hear it. That one, okay. So he had me turned off, but it went out on the air anyway. So I probably talked through half of it then. Anyway, back to the story on Trump and his prosecution in New York. I was talking about the 5 things that you should know about the Trump trials. In New York City, and this is a BBC News item titled 5 Things to Know About Trump's New York Fraud Trial. And now, number 4, I read one, just the titles, pretty much. And then I got into number three, which number three was the central claim in case already settled. Now, that really sounded bad enough. But here comes number four. No jury, one judge, and one attorney general. The upcoming trial is a bench trial. And what that means is it's a non-jury trial where the judge finds both the law, he finds the facts by himself, and applies the law to it. It's a non-jury trial. That's what a bench trial is. Now, meaning that the ultimate decision on whether the co-defendants are liable and any damage or penalties rests on Judge Engoron alone. Engoron, I believe it's Engoron. Okay, while Mr. Trump has pointed to a lack of jury as evidence that the trial is unfair, Mr. Engoron said that the Monday that his team never asked for a jury. Well, you know, I don't know about that. You know, I thought you had a right to a trial by jury. I think, and I know that you do have to do this. I mean, in order to get one these days, you do have to ask for it, even though you have a right to them. So what they're all talking about these days is you have a right to, I mean, you can waive them by not asking for them. But I believe they ought to be mandatory. I believe I've seen so many bad summary judgments that I believe the judges have given up their the judicial system has been so sorry and so broke down about how they do summary judgments. And let me tell you, some of the summary judgment methodologies in some states are so bad that they actually conduct a non-jury trial and call it a summary judgment. And so I believe the judicial system in America has forfeited its right to give summary judgments or bench trials. No judge in this country is competent enough to act as a finder of fact and the law and apply the law. That's what I actually believe. I've seen so much judicial corruption that they ought to be outlawed. There ain't no judging. There's no more courtroom activity without a jury. And I don't care if it adds 100 years to the jury, to the process. There's too much cheating and criminality going on in the judicial system to permit this anymore. Well, Judge Engoron and Miss James, both Democrats, have already sparred with Mr. Trump and his legal team. In April 2022, for example, Judge Engoron held Mr. Trump in contempt for refusing to turn over documents related to the case and rejected attempts by Mr. Trump's lawyers to delay the start of the trial. The former president has called them both deranged, and in Ms. James' case, a racist who is conducting a politically motivated witch hunt. Well, quite frankly, I have no reason to doubt that. With the bad summary judgments I've seen, and the judicial corruption I have experienced, and I just got through talking about property taxes, now crooked that whole thing is, and how the judicial system maintains that. The judicial system is deranged. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And let's see, I was talking about the Trump things, 5 things you need to know about the Trump fraud cases in New York. And now we're down to number 5. And it says here in this BBC article, this is one trial of several he faces. That's the 5th thing you need to know. The civil case is one of several ongoing legal battles the current Republican presidential front runner is facing. He is also facing 3 criminal indictments. 2 relate to his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, and another to false accounting over hush money. And it says here the fourth case sees Mr. Trump facing 40 criminal charges over his alleged mishandling of classified material after he left the White House. Altogether, Mr. Trump is facing 91 felony charges, including 44 federal ones, and 47 state charges. He denies all the charges. Well, I don't know. I mean, that just doesn't that sound like somebody's overdoing it a little bit? I mean, you know, that's kind of like you got to have suspicion about somebody that rather than having one or two really good claims against somebody, why don't we just have 150 claims against somebody? You know, and remember that time he lied about how big that fish was he caught? Yeah, I think we ought to throw that in there too. Well, I tell you what, you lose people when you have 158 charges. Who's going to be sitting? See, another thing, that, of course, there's no jury, so no jury is going to have to sit there and listen to 90. You know how many facts, how many questions a jury would have to be asked on 91 felony charges? You know, the jury would have to find the facts, really, and there's some of these charges where you'd have to find certain types of information to be true, certain types of facts to be true. Okay, now, jury, this is the 87th day of the trial. Now, we're up to 90. Now, we're on next to the last one, 90. Number 90, felony charge, and we need to ask you these questions. I mean, really? I mean, that alone makes this thing look stink. So, going back up here, this is the thing that is killing me here. Well, I'm going to go back up to read one now and show you how bad this thing is. Number one, stakes are really high. A defeat would mark a significant blow to the real estate empire that propelled him to national recognition long before he ran for the White House. Those holdings constitute a significant chunk of his personal fortune and self-image. Excuse me. Earlier this year, Forbes magazine estimated that his New York properties alone are worth $720 million of his estimated $2.5 billion total. Okay, Mr. Trump has repeatedly pointed to his achievements in New York real estate market as a source of personal pride. In a 2015 interview with Bella, New York City Magazine, for example, Mr. Trump touted the many great buildings that he has built and owns as his greatest accomplishment outside of his family. A victory for prosecutors would mean that Mr. Trump and his company would have to pay a $250 million fine and be banned from doing business in New York, prizing Trump Tower from the rest of his holdings from his grasp. Okay? Taking away Trump's tower and the rest of his holdings from his grasp. So they can actually... I've never even heard of something like that. A judge being able to say, well, Mr. Avery, you can't own anything now in Austin, Texas now. Who gave that jackleg authority to determine who can do something in Austin, Texas, or New York City, or any of that? How can you be banned from doing business somewhere? Who had authority to ban him from doing business? This is just another example of the absolute tyrannical ignorance of judicial people in that are wearing robes. That judge ain't got no authority to do such a thing. I mean, he could fine you. Yeah, that $250 million fine, he may have authority to fine you for something. But to ban you from a city, doing business in a city, or to just simply take everything you have? No, I've looked into some of that stuff. You don't. Let me tell you, taking property is kind of critical business. You don't just ride up on your horse and say, "Hey, buddy, that's mine now." Well, I'm going to tell you, some of these judges are just that stupid. They don't have any idea what they can do and what they can't do. There is no idea of limited authority. We've got dangerous people running around today that have no idea that they don't have all authority in the world to do anything and everything they want to. Well, I don't like you, Mr. Trump, but I'm just going to take everything you got in New York City. I'm going to make you sell everything you got in New York, and you can't practice, you can't do anything in New York. You just stay out of New York. You get out of New York. Well, now, who gave him authority to determine who does business in New York? I mean, you got, is somebody there saying that? Was that determined by the city council? Talk about democracy. These people are always talking about preserving democracy. Where the hell is the democracy in that? Who runs the city of New York? That judge, that jackpot, tyrannical judge, or the mayor and the city council? And in New York, in a county, it's probably New York County or something like that. Don't they have a county government? Don't they have city government? They just all gave up their authority and gave it to Mr. Gonzola or whatever his name is. Ingora. I mean, this is just crazy. So what it says here, yeah, it involves his children. So I just can't imagine that you could take, I get the fine part. They could fine him that or more. But this thing and not being able to practice in the city, to do your trade in the city, I don't believe they have authority to do that. I don't think a judge can do that. Now, anyway, I do have a caller, Mike from Kentucky. How you doing?
Hard for me to believe that Trump is actually doing business in his own name anyway. I mean, a lot of these guys do all kinds of shell corporations. It's a common practice. I was told that by the Maryland head of the Maryland Masonic Nursing Association. Well, it was the vice president. It wasn't the head of the corporation, but that's what they were doing to explain how they dumped all these nursing homes all across the country. They set up shell corporations to do real estate deals. So I really don't know how they could prevent Trump from doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, none of this is actually done in his own personal name, I wouldn't think. I mean, anybody that's that big knows about corporations and how all that works, and you want to protect yourself. That's what corporations are basically about.
Every separate project is its own development corporation. You see that with subdivisions.
At the
local level. So,
right.
And then, you know, after the development is done, all of a sudden the signs go away. That's what I've noticed.
Right, right.
And so you thought, you know, you had almost a gated community with a big project sign out front that they build up real nice with brick and everything, and then after they've sold all the lots, the sign just goes away and they dissolve that corporation. But there is a fairly famous story about that. I have never been able to find out if it's true or not, but a woman got sued long after Chappaquiddick, or a woman sued Ted Kennedy because his cat bit her, and, you know, they dragged it out. Who knows? All these cases get dragged out for years, and they never go to a jury trial, but this woman won her case, supposedly, and the lawyers got together and the judge, and they had a conference in chambers, and they came out and talked to the woman and said, ma'am, you can have the cat, because everything the man owned went into a trust. He didn't even drive his own car, you know, after Chappaquiddick especially, so...
yeah,
I doubt it's very serious. Trump is probably in the same boat. He really doesn't own anything. And when you start looking at it, the word owner on a certificate of title for a car is constructive fraud because you don't really own that car. I mean, the name on the Social Security card is not your name. It's in all capital letters. The card ain't even yours. You flip it over on the back, and it says it's the property of the Social Security Administration, so it's not your name, it's not your card. The number has been established for that trust entity, so the courts treat us like we're some kind of a beneficiary. But as a beneficiary, if you're facing some monstrositous fine, you know, and we've got the federal government has this big, massive amounts of assets that aren't part of the budget, right? So if there's a fiduciary responsibility and a trust there as the beneficiary, you would simply say, I authorize as the beneficiary for this fine to be paid. I just need a true bill of particulars, or a true bill of, not a bill of particulars, it would be a true bill, just a true bill. Just give me a true bill and I will authorize payment. And then you just write the word authorized and you sign it. And if you look, you will find Barack Obama did that for the Health Care Act. What do they call it? The Affordable Health Care Act? Nancy mm-hmm. Pelosi signs it under her name. Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, they both signed it under their title. Guess what Barack Obama did? He just signed his little phallic signature on there and stamped the word approved on it. He didn't even sign it as a president of the United States. You have to wonder if every president basically is a beneficiary of a trust, and each new president is a new government. And in effect, the legislature is being ran as a dog and pony show because we're under how many national emergencies? 35? I don't even know. They keep some of those classified.
Yeah, well, you're getting in the area. I can't really speak authoritatively.
New York Times published.
I don't have any of that.
New York Times published. New York Times published that. New York Times published that. 15 years ago that we're under 33 national emergencies, and every time one expires, they just start a new one.
Yeah. Well, all I'm doing is reading this article here and talking about what they said they're doing. Now, all the inside stuff, I have no clue about how he's structured anything or how America is structured or any of that. But I just know that just on the face of it, the idea that this judge could prevent somebody from doing their a business, to do their, you might call their trade, to practice their trade, I guess they do, you know, the city may have, generally cities have rules like that say, you know, be a plumber, you gotta have a plumber's license, you know, in New York. Well, maybe you have to have a real a developer's license in New York or something like that, but I doubt it.
Well, and they could go after any real estate agent or broker that works for him, you know, in a shell corporation. It'd be fun to try to keep track of all that. But just by way of an example, during World War II, they made a deal with Lucky Luciano to keep the docks running because he was an organized crime boss. And he eventually got, I think he did all that from prison, and then they exiled him to Italy, and he still ran everything from Italy. So good luck stopping Trump.
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Bye. Mike. Well, it just shows you the level of crookedness. And, you know, I never will forget what Marlon Brando called New York City to start with. He called it the warthog from hell. And, you know, I still think of 9/11 comes to my mind. I mean, New York City, what it allows and what it covers up, and I'm talking about the city itself, to be happy with not investigating what really happened on 9/11. not to look into. There's even evidence that Larry Silverstein, the owner of the Building 7 in the World Trade Center, the lease on it, was talking to his insurance guy before the Building 7 collapsed. So apparently they didn't want Building 7 to go unless they knew it was going to be insured. Well, I tell you, I mean, this is Crook City. And they're trying to say that Donald Trump, that maybe that's a real award. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right. Well, welcome back to the last segment here of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And I see we have Steve. We got two callers left. Steve from Colorado, Rick from Arizona. Both of you there?
I am.
You there, Steve?
I am.
Rick there, too?
I'm here. This is Rick.
Okay, well, y'all just tell me something. Who wants to talk first? Steve, I think you're next.
Yeah, hey, I'll jump in. I was curious. Your last caller wanted to know how many national emergencies we were under. We are under 45 known national emergencies right now.
I bet the southern border being wide open is not one of them, is it?
You know what? And that's a good segue. That's a great dovetail on my next subject. I was going to tell you, it's the last thing I want to say. There are a couple of guys broadcasting live on YouTube down at Juarez. One of them, if anybody's interested, go to YouTube and type in First Responders Media and Oreo Express. Both of them are broadcasting live at the invasion of the border and how our Border Patrol, our National Guard, everybody is just walking these guys right in, putting them on buses, and into the country they come.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Yep, anytime.
And I'll report that. Okay, Rick,
Thank you so much. I'll check back with you.
Yeah, okay.
Have a good day.
All right. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, while everybody thinks Trump is being abused, I'm the guy who thinks Trump is abusing us. Trump is playing a part. This is fake, people. If Trump was really getting sued, he would have got a jury trial. All he would need is one holdout. We don't see Dershowitz. We don't see Shapiro. We don't see any high-powered legal lawyers coming out with a press conference saying that this is all crap because you can't go ahead and, you know, find somebody guilty just because the judge says you're guilty.
The way I look at this, Rick, is a little bit similar to that, ultimately. This is just Congress is a dog and pony show. All of this, it's all much
Trump's
of it just,
on it
just for mass
Trump
media cartel. That's right, just to keep us off the track. This is a war between dinosaurs, and they're not going to really hurt each other. But anyway, thanks for calling. And y'all have a good weekend, and I'll see y'all Tuesday. Thank you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.